girls go to up. What's up?
What's up, everyone? I'm doing my little shimmy dance. Getting down with my bad self. Welcome to Lady and the Harlot podcast. I'm Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
And you are now in bed with Lady and the Harlot.
That's right.
Enjoy. Basically, yeah, what that means is we're recording from a different location.
Yes.
Another location.
From the bedroom.
Of Miss Cheryl. We figured, hey, let's try this. Maybe it'd be a different energy. Yeah. We have our little good vibes only light on.
Yeah.
It's the day after the full moon.
Yes.
So.
And we're just relaxing. Yes. Laying back.
Yes.
Chilling.
In this king size bed.
That's right. So there's a lot of room. If anybody want to come and join us.
So much fucking room that I can't even reach my water. She's laughing at me because I keep trying to reach my water. So anyway. So welcome. This week's topic, we are going to talk about red flags. It's the same as social media.
Yeah.
The same sound.
Red flags.
Yes.
The things that we sometimes tend to overlook and at the beginning of a relationship.
Yep. Turn a blind eye to.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all, I don't know, like I said, we all have a history and we all have a past.
Yes.
Like we all have things that we've been through. And there's always something that you're working on within yourself.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And if you're aware of it, you know, you bring those to light. Not saying that that's a red flag, but at least you're aware and you're letting the other person know.
Right.
But the red flags we're talking about are the ones that when we're talking or getting to know somebody, it's a little bit of a red flag, but then we're like,
Yeah, lack of communication. You know, texting is the only way that you can communicate.
Multiple online dating accounts.
Yes.
And keeping in touch and bringing up the ex.
Yeah, those are red flags.
Those are red flags, yes.
I mean, they're not so much red flags if you, as you said before, inform a person mm-hmm. of this is the situation of my past. This is kind of what I'm kind of dealing with. I'm just kind of giving you a heads up because, you know, just in case, you know, certain little things pop up that you may kind of start wondering about, you mm-hmm. know. You know, might give you that, you know, at least you kind of are aware.
Right.
But people don't speak up and people are not forthcoming with their past and the things that they've gone through.
Well, because they're in that mindset of, oh, the past, the past. And they say that shit, I think, to fool themselves.
Yeah.
But the past is what's made you into the person that you are today.
Yeah.
And I think that it is important to bring up certain things in your past because just so you're aware.
Right.
If exactly. they get triggered, at least you know, okay, well, maybe this is where it's coming from.
Right. But I think a lot of people don't because not everybody can deal with certain issues that somebody may go through from their past. Like, I know you and I, mm-hmm. we're very open and we're like, spill it.
Yeah, we do
let
this
us know.
We do this fucking podcast.
Yeah, let us know. You know, be forthcoming. I want to know
yes.
what is going on with you. I want to know where your head is at, where your mental state is at, what's going on in there. What are mm-hmm. you dealing with? Are you dealing with anything now? Like, please.
Yeah, or are you completely over it?
Yeah, please let me know.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, I know I'm very forthcoming.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hey.
I know.
The podcast.
That's what I said. Just know, yeah. Hit any episode.
Right. You know, we're very forthcoming with our exes and the things that we've gone through and the experiences that we've had that have shaped us, unfortunately, sometimes in a positive way, sometimes in a negative way,
yep.
in who we are.
Yep.
But we want our... whoever we're dealing with to be the same in return. I know that everybody's not going to be that way, but this is where we're going to be talking about it. Those red flags.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you know what? And then, you know, there are people that notice a red flag and then they'll still be like, but I really like this person. Oh, they're super fucking hot or whatever. Like my mom, like I said, every boyfriend she's had has mm-hmm. had like a major red flag.
Right.
And it's very obvious to all of us, but then everybody else, like, well, to her, is just like, is it really that big a deal? Like, him being married, is that really a big deal? Mm-hmm. Him being married and have kids, like, you know, or he has a drug problem. Do you think that's a red flag?
Yeah, your mom is crazy.
He has no job. He has no job, and he lives with his ex-girlfriend and his ex-wife. Like, you think that's a red flag?
Oh, that's right. I remember you told me that story.
Well, actually, he had a part-time job, but he had a part-time job at a supermarket for years. Right. And then living with his ex-girlfriend, and the ex-wife lived upstairs, and they all had kids together.
That's so crazy. Some people's lives, that's normal.
Yeah, hey. No, I said, when she told me about him, I was like, yo, he's a fucking loser. Like,
right.
Here you are with like two master's degrees and you got a good career like and you're dating this. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Like, no, that's a fucking red flag.
True.
So that's what I mean. Like, there's obvious red flags like that.
Right. And there's subtle ones.
And then there's subtle ones. Like, I'm just getting out of a relationship. Okay. Right. Well, when you say just, like, how recent are we talking?
Right.
You know? So, you know, I was... Like the guy I had been on a few dates with mm-hmm. several weeks ago. I put it out there, you know, like I'm just getting out of something huge. I do want to find something serious. I feel like I've been ready for something serious and I just haven't gotten that.
Right.
But just so you know, and I said that as like a, just so you know.
Yeah. So you're giving the other person a heads up of this is where your head is at. Right.
But in the meantime, let's get to know each other. Let's see where this goes.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's where I'm at. And he showed his crazy and insecurities very early on. So I'm fine.
In what way? Please explain.
Oh God. All right. Yeah.
To the audience.
Yes. Let me rewind several weeks ago.
Like certain tidbits, you know?
Well, I mean, it came out of nowhere. I wasn't expecting it. You know, like right. I noticed things, and what I noticed was his lack of interest in me.
Right.
He wasn't asking me anything about myself. He never would call me. I was always
reaching out to him. Yeah.
So that was a red flag for me. It's like, okay, this isn't going to go anywhere. You're fucking bullshitting for what you are claiming you want.
Right. Because that's what we look for. We look to see if that man is interested in us. Are you going to mm-hmm. call? Are you going to reach out? Are you going to say, hey, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Pick up the phone mm-hmm. and call. Not just send a text message. Yeah. Ask about me. Yeah. Like,
ask about me.
My life.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. That's why I said, like, I told him, if you want to know things about me, listen to the podcast. And then I'm sure questions are going to pop up. And when we see each other, you could ask me those questions.
Right.
And he was just like, no, I don't want to listen to it because it's kind of like cheating. I want to get to know you in my own way.
Right.
Okay. That's fine. I can respect that. So I'm, like I said, I'm assuming that in the time that we are presently in each other's space,
right,
that you would ask questions and get to know me. And no, nothing.
That wasn't the case.
No, it was like, what was it? This one? Nope. That's clapping. It was that one.
Crickets.
Fucking crickets.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, that's what it was like. So I'm just, you know, I was already like had my guard up from that.
Right.
And then, like I said, out of left field came.
I like your nails.
I know. I love them too. Right.
Yeah. I kind of got distracted. Sorry.
You saw me just now when you were talking to me. I was like this looking at my nails like, ooh. Yeah. So anyway, back to what I was saying. So yeah, out of left field, I'm leaving work and I get a random, I sent him a message saying I'm heading home. Mm-hmm. And then the next message I got was just like super fucking random. And right. I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. And then I'm driving, so I can't text him.
Right.
So I'm trying to call him mm-hmm. because he seemed pretty like, I guess, bothered mm-hmm. or unsettled. And he actually used the word unsettled at some point.
Right.
So yeah, the best way to solve it, fucking pick up the phone. Right.
Right.
Well, he didn't answer. And then he just kept sending me text messages.
Oh God. Yeah.
Like, you're declining my call and you keep sending me text messages.
That makes me so angry.
And then it's not even clear text messages. It's just like random statements.
One word.
Yeah.
Type two, you know.
Yeah. And it's like, and I started getting really annoyed. And then he sent me a voice message.
Instead of picking up the fucking phone.
Yes. Pick up the fucking
phone. What the
phone.
Fuck is wrong? Yeah. Like, I don't understand. Oh, you know what? I go through the same shit.
Yeah.
So I feel the frustration.
And this is someone that's older than us.
Yeah. Thank you. We grew up in an age that We didn't have cell phones.
No.
We had to pick up the phone and have a conversation.
Or
we,
hang out with each other yes. in person.
It's called, you know, like how you said, reach out and touch someone.
Yeah, you reach out and you fucking touch someone. And I was just like, I couldn't believe I'm listening to his voice message and he's basically, and the thing that was really bothersome is he was in his text messages. His actions were like the last ex, right?
Right.
His actions were like hero and his verbiage was like my ex-husband. Mm. So the combination of the two.
That was just like a negative.
That was just like, I'm done.
Right.
You know, like I can't. No, right. I'm not doing this, you know? And I'm mm-hmm. glad that he showed his crazy at that point because then it put me in a place of, okay, I know how I want to be with this. I am cutting this off. I wished him well. I wish his family well. Like, mm-hmm. I have no problem, you know, if he wants to, like, I guess.
Say, hey, what's up?
Yeah, hey, what's up, whatever, like that. But it isn't going to be anything else than that. But he still, so it was funny. So when I wished him well, mm-hmm. I stopped talking. This is the thing. If I'm dating somebody and mm-hmm. the vibe and the connection are good.
Right.
And we seem to be moving along pretty decently.
Right.
You know, I put my all and I put my best foot forward or whatever.
I do the same. Right?
So you 100%. send me a message and instantly I'm writing right you back.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to let you wait here. I write you back. You could ask anybody, even my staff. You're texting me. I'm writing you back instantly.
Mm-hmm.
If the only time you won't hear back from me right away is if, let's say I'm in a meeting,
mm-hmm.
maybe I'm driving.
Right.
Or I really don't give a fuck anymore.
Right.
So he put himself in the Dagna doesn't give a fuck anymore box. And so when he messages me, I don't write back right away. So I left it like that. And the whole day kept texting me and texting me and texting me and texting me.
Right.
Texting me about how, you know, he's a great communicator. There's nothing wrong with his communication and that he needs
to. He can't fucking get on the phone.
Right.
That's who can't.
Right.
How do you fucking communicate? How do you go through your whole life communicating through only text message and not get on the phone? Hey, babe, how you doing? Because, you know, when you hear a person's voice.
Oh, yeah.
It's a different tone. It's a different mm-hmm. vibe, different feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so he was just like, I communicate fine. Being on the phone is whack.
It
triggers me.
It triggers him.
And I said, well, maybe we should discuss why it triggers you so bad.
Exactly. So everything stems from somewhere. Mm-hmm. You clearly don't know all of his past relationships and
situations. I was trying to get to know him.
Yeah, obviously. So there's things with him. Clearly he has issues and clearly there's some shit that he's fucking going through.
Right.
You know, to why he is afraid to get on the fucking phone and actually speak.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So he's like, well, there's nothing wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with my communication. I've been like this for years. He said, I've been like this for years in serious relationships for years. And I said to him, I said, well, you know what? I don't know if you realize this, but you're still single. So how is that working out for you?
Right.
Like,
I don't think people look at their behaviors and when shit doesn't work out,
mm-hmm.
do people go back, you know, and say, Did I do something? Is there a behavior of mine or is there something
mm-hmm.
that may not be right or that I need to fix, I need to correct? Because I know I do that with myself, you know, because I have certain tendencies that I'm fully aware of.
Yeah.
But then.
Sorry. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah. So, yeah, my tendencies are I'm very impatient.
Yes.
I'm fully aware of that.
Extremely impatient.
Yeah, I'm extremely impatient. Yes. So
and she doesn't know how to let shit go. Just stop.
I sometimes have a hard time letting shit go.
Yeah.
You know, but not on a crazy level. Like I don't fucking get psychotic.
I just had to sit up on that one.
I don't. Listen, yeah, I will text. I will text. You know why? You know why I text? Because I've never this is just only with this person.
Okay.
Anybody that I've been with in the past, uh-huh. I've been able to actually get on the phone mm-hmm. and we've been able to have an actual conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I've dealt with people who actually physically want to talk to me and handle things in an adult way,
mm-hmm.
as everybody should, especially at our age.
Right.
You know what I mean? texting is not the way to communicate. So now when, you know, I want you to finish your, you know, your story before we dive into mine, because that's a whole nother, you know, situation of red flags. So we're going to take it back to Dagna, but I would say this. Yes, I have certain things about me, but you know what the difference is? I'm fully aware of it. Mm-hmm. And I try to be mindful of it when I'm in that state of mind. I and try my best.
And then you call me and then I'm talking to you. I'm like the voice of reason.
Yes.
So like, that girl, you're being fucking crazy.
Yeah, that I will say about myself.
But yeah, no, it's text message is another form of communication. All right. Yes. But it should not be used when you are talking about something that's emotionally driven.
Yes, I agree.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not emotionally driven to the grocery list. So that's when you use a text message and be like, hey, I'm going to the store. You need anything?
Yeah.
Send the text message. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But to tell me that you're upset, you're triggered, you're feeling unsettled, I communicate perfectly and da-da-da-da-da, and or you're messaging like half-ass shit and not really fully explaining yourself,
mm-hmm. That's
a problem.
Right.
That is a problem. So you should be texting when it's just something simple and not attached to any kind of emotion.
I agree with that 100%.
Right. But yeah, everything else should be an actual conversation. Call me and ask me.
Exactly.
Or just talk to me. And don't talk at me. His messages were really like the way he was talking to me was like my ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
Like trying, oh my God. It's just like shaking me up right now. Just like thinking about it.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So he kept texting me and he started sending me pictures of himself. And I'm like,
wow,
what space are you in?
And both of you haven't really been.
No,
this was just only for a few weeks. So no, it's like, no,
we only went on a few dates.
Mm-hmm.
We saw each other about 5 or 6 times.
Right.
In a 2-week span, if that.
Right.
And this is weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I have not seen him since. I haven't seen him in like 4 weeks.
And you
weeks,
haven't even spoken
weeks.
To him. He's still sending you a text message.
He's like, still texting me.
Since that situation, he hasn't even had the balls, because that is what it is, to get on the phone
and call.
Yes.
Yeah.
Instead, he's texting.
Yeah, he's texting that he wants to touch me, but he hasn't picked up the phone to reach out and touch someone. Yes. Yes. No, he hasn't. So, you know, I'm like, and then he said, what did he say yesterday? That he misses me. I mean, sometimes randomly he'll say like, oh, I want you. And I'm like, whatever. but he texts me like he misses me. And I'm like, is that right? Yeah. I'm like, if you missed me, you would pick up the phone and call, or you would try to set a date or something. Right. I said, right now, I said, come on. It's just fucking words.
Right.
That's all it is. It's just words.
Right.
And he really thinks that he's sane with how he's acting.
Right. He's not acknowledging anything of his behavior. He thinks everything is just perfectly fine.
Yep.
That you have the problem. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about? I'm perfectly fine. He's like, you got the issue. What are you talking about? I communicate so well, even though it's only through text message.
Yeah.
It's like, what world are you living in?
Right. You know, and
unless you're 18 years old, then maybe that shit is fucking fine, but not for somebody our age, you know?
No.
You know, so
yeah, he needs to find someone younger that could deal with that shit, because I definitely can't. And and like I said, like my time
good
is,
luck with that one,
right? My time is valuable, so I'm not gonna waste my time on him.
Right.
Like I said, wish him well, hope he finds what he's looking for. It will not be with me.
Right.
End of story and moving on. And you know what's funny?
Mm-hmm.
This earlier today I started, you know, thinking about being single and how, like, you know, I always do little check-ins with myself, and how do I feel with the fact that I'm single?
Right.
You know, because this is the first time in a very long time
that you're
that I am single. I feel good.
Mm-hmm.
I actually feel good. No ties to anybody.
Anyone.
Like, last year I reconnected with someone. Right. And even though we weren't together, that lock that feeling of being tied to someone was still there, even though we weren't together.
Right.
So much so that if I did something or something came up, you know, he would get triggered.
Mm-hmm.
And I would tell him, like, well, you already knew about this, or you asked me and I'm telling you about it, or mm-hmm. And then I'm like, and at the end of it, we're not together.
Right.
You know, we're working together to see if we can be together
mm-hmm.
again. And then, you know, at one point we were disconnected for like 3 years. And in that 3 years, I had met someone else and he and I started seeing each other. Quickly, I realized that it was a companionship. It wasn't a relationship.
Right.
A big difference. And when I ended that with him, I was doing it gradually and gently because I know this person's mental state.
Right.
And it's so, looking at it now, it's amazing to me that he's 14 years younger than me mm-hmm. and acts so much more mature than the guys I've dealt with that are older than me.
And he's working on himself.
Oh, yeah. he sees a therapist. He actually, you know, requested to be put on some medication because he knows that he has a chemical imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing fucking phenomenal.
You see?
You know?
How that works.
Yeah. And he's okay with the space that he and I are in now. Like, we're not together. He's cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you know, if we're not together, that's fine. But I definitely love having you in my life as my friend. You're my best friend.
That's good.
You know?
I like him anyway, too.
Yeah.
I do. He's cool.
Yeah, he is. He's mad chill. He's very, I love the simplicity of him. He's very, very chill, very simple.
Yeah.
And very loyal.
That.
Very loyal, true. Very honest. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
But he and I both know, like, we're not going to get back together and we're cool with that.
Right.
So that's that mature understanding and moving forward portion.
Right. So, you know, you've had your situations.
22 minutes of fame. Yeah, go ahead.
22 minutes of fame. So crazy.
Passing
so
for me, off to you.
Red flags. Okay. So, you know me, you know, I started dating somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was a few months, you know, it was a couple of weeks going in. I started noticing, you know, for me, I want to talk, you know, and I like to get on the phone. I don't want to sit there and text everything. I think, you know, during the day you text somebody, you're at work. Okay, fine. But when you're at home and you're relaxed, you know, pick mm-hmm. up the phone and call, you know, mm-hmm. I'm so used to doing that with the people that I've been with, you know, having those conversations as friends, even right. though we were together, but that friendship was there,
right?
You know, based on how we vibed. So with this individual, you know, it was, you know, he made perfectly clear that, you know, he's not one to get on the phone. You know, he prefers doing the texting.
Is he the brother to the guy I was seeing?
You know, and I was like, I understand, but then you have to treat every relationship differently. You can't go based off just because the last one may have been okay with this doesn't mean that the next one is going to be okay with it.
Right.
You have to change it up, especially when things didn't work out in the last one.
Mm-hmm.
You got to start to do things a little differently, you know, going forward
mm-hmm.
in hopes that whatever was lacking will, you know, be better next time, you know. And, you know, there was just a lack of communication that it started also where I would text him like at a certain time and, you know, he wouldn't respond,
mm-hmm.
you know. And for me, yeah, maybe he fell asleep. You know, that's what I started to assume. Like, maybe he fell asleep because he has to get up early in the morning, you know, or something, you know. And, you know, as time went on, I noticed there was a pattern. You know, there was some nights he'll say, oh, good night. Some nights he wouldn't, you know. It's just like, and I just like, you know, maybe I'm just making a big deal out of this.
Right.
But I know for me what I want, and I want somebody to properly communicate with me. If I'm saying, you know, good night, have a good night, I do expect somebody to say, okay, you know, good night, whatever like that. Or in right. the morning, acknowledge, you know what, I fell out. I kind of went to sleep. Sorry, whatever. Something.
Right.
You know.
Common courtesy.
Yeah.
That's
common courtesy. you know, as time went on, there were certain things I did not like. You know, for him, he likes words of affirmation. For me, you know me, I need for you to show me.
Yeah.
Because of all the things that I've dealt with in my past relationship where, you know, there was always a lack thereof. And here I am putting in, giving 120, you know, 150% of myself. Yeah. And here the person is only fucking giving me like fucking 60.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So with him, it was just less than that. You know, anyway, fast forwarding, you know, there was a period where I did break up with him, which is why I kind of voiced on previous episodes as one episode. And I did that because I noticed that I just felt like maybe he just was not into me.
Right. Because you he know? Wasn't showing that interest. Yes. And you know, for you to say, hey, I really need to talk to you. It's important. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, well, I'll call you tomorrow because I'm busy.
Yeah. And to me, mm-hmm. I know for me, if that was me, I would say, you know what? Give me a minute. I'm going to give you a call back.
Yeah.
Just so, you know, I would call.
I would call too.
I wouldn't wait until the next day. And he didn't even call me in the morning. He didn't text me good morning. It was just like nothing.
Right.
And I'm like, it was just, you know, and I'm like, okay, you know. And so I start to get this vibe that, okay, maybe he's just not into this. Maybe he doesn't really want to be into this. Maybe, you know, I don't know what it is. And that's why what made me voice, you know, maybe this is just not good for, you know, the both of us. And that's why I did that. But then when I broke up, he started to express the situations, you know, I sent that through text, mm-hmm. you know, me breaking up. And I'm not one to do that. I'm one to really talk to you. But
yeah, because, but he doesn't answer the phone.
Yeah, because, you know, yeah, he's not one to answer. He's not one to really sometimes respond,
mm-hmm.
you know. I just sent it through text and that's not me. But then when he responded, okay, you know, kind of like it sucks, but okay, fine. Is when I called him
mm-hmm.
and then, cause I knew, okay, he responded to that. So he's by the phone and then he answered. Mm-hmm. And then we got into this conversation and him explaining himself of, you know, if this is how you feel, then fine, so be it. And he explained the situation with his ex.
Mm-hmm.
This is how his ex, you know, this is what his ex did to him in the last relationship, you know, broke him that way. Now I don't condone that. I feel like if you're going to break up with somebody, if you want, and especially if you've been with a person for a period of time.
Yes.
Fucking meet face to face. Get on the phone.
And explain the why.
Explain why.
Yes.
You know, just don't fucking do it and that's it. He never got an explanation because he just left it alone.
Right.
I don't know if she would have, but, you know, she just left, you know, he just left it alone. So here, I guess I triggered something within him because of that experience. You know, and I know he expressed that he was very hurt and devastated, and it took him some time to get past that. And when he started expressing certain things with his past relationship, it triggered me to think about my ex mm-hmm. and what I went through with him, and because he used certain verbiage that reminded me of him.
Mm-hmm.
So the last guy, you know,
Mr. Jazz,
we're gonna call him. We were together for over a year or so.
Yeah.
A little over a year.
A little over a year.
Yeah, a little over a year. And, you know, he, in the beginning, went through some,
he put himself on a dating site to look for something serious way too soon.
Right.
Just like this new ex.
Right.
Exact same thing.
Yeah. So, he was, he did that.
Mm-hmm.
But then he was strung out on his ex because the ex broke up with him mm-hmm. out of the blue.
Yeah.
And
same thing.
Same situation. Thought that he was going to spend the rest of his life with this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she dumped him, you know, and he reeled badly to the point that he, you know, one day saw her on the dating site. And mm-hmm. I think that's what really triggered him. He flipped.
And he called and harassed her.
He was harassing her. For straight, you know,
even when dating you.
Yeah. So, yeah. So that's when it really started. He, you know, we had spent New Year's Eve or day together mm-hmm. and he had called her that same day.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, he did tell me mm-hmm. about it,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, you know, he went to his therapist and he mentioned me to his therapist. I'm dating this woman. You know how he says, oh, I'm so great. I'm so this, I'm so that. She's a unicorn, all these, you know, things. And the woman told him to, I think you should tell her.
Right.
You know, what's going on. And that's when he, you know, told me everything. And I'm like, you know, I'm just like, this is a lot to take in. And I'm thinking to myself, like, why would you?
It's like finding out that your boyfriend, the guy that you're seeing, is like a serial killer.
Yeah. Well, not so much, you know, but
it's like you're calling and harassing your ex while seeing me.
Yeah. To the point where, you know, it's she's like, now, if you don't stop, this is what's going to happen.
I'm going to call the police on you. Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, eventually that's what caused him to really stop, because, you know, you don't want to lose anything because of some stupidity like that, because the person doesn't want to be with you anymore. It got to that extreme. So, you know, now fast forwarding, you know, I dealt with that situation and eventually he did get past her, you know, it took time, you know, but it took him us dating and it took us, you know, being together for him to, I guess, get over her. It was what it was, you know. And so now fast forwarding to now this last one, you call him daddy, so yeah. We'll just call him that. The one I was just dating for a few months, he just out of the blue, you know, I had saw him this one day during the week, Wednesday. By Thursday, I text him and it was just, you can tell something was not right. Something was wrong. Now, I noticed that he has these mannerisms of not, you could feel something is not right.
Yeah, but you know what just dawned on me?
Right.
He probably kept his dating profiles to check on the ex.
I thought about that, you know, and you know why? Because of the last one, the same thing. You know, so the last one did the same exact thing. So that did pop into my mind when I thought about it. But then also at the same time, you know, out of the blue, you know, I saw him Wednesday. Everything is great. Perfect. Thursday, you know, I text him and it's a little off and I'm noticing it. And then, you know, it's just like I in the middle of the day, I would say, you know, he used to be the one to text me, oh, hey, how you're doing? How's your day? That was not, you know, the situation. So I did it, you know, I says, how you doing? And then it was just like, you know, and I had sent him something, you know, prior early on in the morning. And I was like, I hope you're not bothered by what I sent you. And he's like, you know, I asked him, are you bothered by what I sent you? Or I hope you're not. And he said, pretty much he wasn't. What did I say? I says, are you okay with what I sent you? And his one word was just yes. And then I said, okay, ? And he says, yes. And I was like, okay, I got it. Like, clearly you don't want to talk. And I left it alone. By time the night, I was like, you know, it seems like as if like, it felt like as if like I was bothering you or I was, you know, annoying you. And I was like, I hope everything is okay. Nothing, nothing, no response, no nothing. This is like probably like at 6 o'clock at night. Then here comes the morning, Friday morning. So we were supposed to go out on Saturday, but obviously because of the weather, it was raining. It you know, obviously, I knew that probably wasn't going to be, you know? So here's Friday. I say, good morning. Just want to let you know, it's going to rain. You know, do you want to, you know, change it or cancel, whatever like that? And he's just like, if it's going to rain, then, you know, we might as well just reschedule. And then I kind of went into saying, mind you, this is all through text because he did not respond to my call. I proceeded to say, you know, you kind of just literally, I gave you this long text of, you know, I reached out to you yesterday.
And
I
asked
you, how you feeling? I asked you if you were okay. You know, you could have at least said, I get that you're busy. I get everybody's busy, but you could at least say, you know, yeah, I'm okay. Everything's fine. You know, I'm probably not feeling well. Something, you know, you say if just to get somebody off your back, you know, something simple. You know, and he totally just disregarded what I said. And then I said, you know, can you, and then I said, which has happened before where I've sent a text message about something and he will totally disregard it and act like I didn't say anything, you know? And then it went to, it kind of just went into, you know, oh, you know, I'm busy right now, whatever like that. I'm getting ready to go out, you know, I'll call you later. So I was like, fine. You know me, when something, and this is my issue,
yep.
you know, when something is bothering me and I feel like something is wrong and this person's mm-hmm. not vocalizing it, I'm going to be the one to try to talk to you.
You're going to
I keep poking. Yeah, yeah. And I have a habit of that. Instead of just letting shit go and letting shit be, mm-hmm. I'm one to just be like, just fucking talk to me. Because I just feel like we're together. Why can't you just fucking talk to me?
Right.
Here I am telling you, I'm fucking open. You know, if you're feeling something, if something's wrong, vocalize it to me. Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't get fixed. Nothing is going to get fixed if you don't speak.
Right.
Especially if I'm unaware of what's going on.
Well, it's like I told you. I said, if he really wanted to let you know, he'd let you know.
Right.
And if he's not letting you know, then okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I was, unfortunately, yes. You know, I was bothering. I was texting him like the whole day.
And me.
Yeah. Into the night because I was really yeah. bothered. It hurt me.
I know. It sucked.
It hurt me because it's just like, here I am. Everything was good one day. The yeah. next day it's like,
and it's not fair
to this bitch.
Right.
You know, like I fuck her and her fucking feelings.
Yes.
You know, you don't do that to somebody who is expressing how they feel about you, who is giving you their all, and mm-hmm. you know, and you just don't do that to somebody. It's something not, hurtful like yeah, that to somebody.
It's not right.
No,
it isn't. And I, that's why I said, I really, really wish that people would put themselves in other people's places.
Right.
You know, because it is fucked up the way he handled that.
Right.
He could have just sent a simple text like, hey, I'm just going through some stuff. Can you just give me some time?
Exactly. Exactly. And something simple yeah. as that. And I would have been like, okay, fine. Mm-hmm. You know, call me when you're ready to talk.
Right.
You know, that wouldn't have put so much pressure on me to wondering what the fuck did I do wrong? And did I do something wrong?
I told you did nothing wrong.
You know,
I knew you did nothing wrong.
Yeah. So, you know, there were certain red flags with him that I ignored, you know, with the lack of communication. He wasn't really talking. Mm-hmm. I sensed that something was wrong. You know, there was times where I was with him and I felt like something was wrong. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, oh, what's on your mind? Oh, nothing. I'm just, you know, here. Like, you know, he's just here with me enjoying mm-hmm. the moment. Mind you, there is something, things that are going on.
Right. So please tell the lovely audience what happened.
You know, so, you know, eventually on Saturday, like Saturday night, like evening, mm-hmm. after the millions of text messages that I sent, crazy mm-hmm. messages, he did respond and say, you know what? It's not about you. You know, you should be with somebody who's going to give you what you need, what you want. And I can't give that to you pretty much. And, you know, and technically he's still stuck on his ex.
Right. I'm like really, really annoyed at the amount of people that are on these dating sites claiming they're looking for something serious when they just got out of something serious.
Right. But you know what? I get it. You know, people... The problem I have with him is that he could have vocalized it to me. Mm-hmm. He could have spoken up to me instead of handling it in the manner in which he did. Instead, he chose to handle it like a child, mm-hmm. you know, instead of getting on the phone with me or seeing me that day and telling me how he felt, he tried to take the easy way out. And that's by... I'll pretend like this just shit didn't fucking happen. I pretend right. like I wasn't fucking dating her. So I'm going to fucking just cut her off. You don't hurt somebody in that kind of way.
No.
So you pretty much did to me what your ex did to you.
Mm-hmm.
Just fucking cut you off. And that's just what technically he did.
Right.
And it's just like, my thing is every relationship you treat differently, just because that person did it to you doesn't give you right to do it to somebody else.
Right.
Especially when it's wrong. And yeah. especially when you knew how you felt at that time.
Mm-hmm. This is why I say, like, even though somebody says, oh, I want to move forward. I want to build something solid. I want to move forward. Don't think that the person that you're currently seeing is your ex and that's how you conduct yourself. You know, it's
right.
If you're really in it, get to know the person you're with.
Right.
And be able to talk to them. If you feel like you can't talk to them, then say, I feel like I can't talk to you.
Right. He's like, oh, I didn't think I could talk to you about how I felt about my ex. And for me, I don't fucking give a shit. I'm going to keep it real because yeah. that's your fucking past.
Right.
We're fucking all going through some shit I fucking went through some shit with my fucking ex who I was fucking strung out on, mm-hmm. you know? And here I am dating people, but I was very vocal mm-hmm. about the previous one. So right. It's not like they did not know.
Right.
You know, whoever you're with, you have to have communication. You just can't say or assume this person. Now, yeah, grant you, a lot of women don't want to fucking hear about the ex. I mm-hmm. get it. But here I am telling
you. But then the woman should say, that's when it's the woman's turn or the person's turn to say, you know what, I really don't want to hear about your ex right now.
Yes, exactly. That's very true. Mm-hmm. So you give that person the opportunity to hear you out. Mm-hmm. And if that person does say, you know, I don't fucking want to hear about this, then that's when you know you got to shut it down.
Yeah.
But don't assume, and then this is how you handle shit by mm-hmm. feeling the need not to.
I mean, I'm sure he felt like shit when she just upped and left him. So he probably should have thought about that before he did it to you. Especially he's so aware of how great you are.
Yeah, don't they all?
Right?
Right.
You're so great. You're so wonderful. By the way, fuck you.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And your feelings and yeah. all of that.
So it's like now, you know, it's like, you know, here I was so engulfed into this guy. And now I see him. It took us some time because you know how I was. Like I was feeling
yeah.
it, you know, because I was all in, you know, with this person, especially when we tried to work it out a second time around where mm-hmm. we said we're going to really work this out. So I didn't put up the walls because I was like, okay, he's in, I'm in, we're going to really work at this. Mm-hmm. And then for him to do what he did, now I'm just like, I can't fucking put my trust into this guy because mm-hmm. he's gonna fucking probably do this shit again to me. You know, yeah. I can't put my feelings into somebody.
Now you're in the place that he was in because that's how he felt when you broke up with him through text.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know what, when we had, you know, the difference is that I'm trying to communicate with him.
Right.
From day one, I've been trying to communicate with him.
I know.
You know, I've been telling him about my ex, the situations that I went, and you know, it's so funny. I vocalized from day one mm-hmm. what I went through with my exes. Mm-hmm. He heard the fucking podcast. You know yeah. what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and I told him, this is where my situation, my insecurities, my things stem from. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling him. And then we had this conversation prior to, like after the fact of us breaking up.
Well, then
up.
I just boil it down to he's just plain stupid. And because it just, was out there.
Yeah. But then after yeah. the fact, it's just like, I said to him, at least now we know more about each other. When we tried to work it out.
Yes, I know.
We know, I says, we now know more about each other than we did prior to all this happening.
Right.
Now I know your past, your thing. Now you know mine. Mm-hmm. But clearly I didn't know everything because he kept out his true feelings
right.
about his ex.
He had it under wraps.
Yeah. And he thought he did. Mm-hmm. And I get it. You know, the holidays come around. So you start reflecting about, oh, last year, you know, I was, you know, spending time with this. You know, my ex went through that. He went through that shit fucking hard. Every fucking yes. holiday that came around that he spent with this woman.
Yeah.
You know, and hence, you know, why I tried to help him mm-hmm. get through that hard. Mm-hmm. As difficult as that was. Yeah. I mean, you were there for one of them. So it's just like, I tried my best, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, it's a shame. So with him, you know, there were certain things that popped up and I tried to work with him because I know for me there's those certain things,
right?
You know, and when you're in it, you know, I think with me is this, I try, and maybe I try too hard.
Mm-hmm. Well, this time around was something, you know, we thought was good.
Yeah, because you thought too.
I thought he was good. No, yeah. I thought so.
Yeah.
But the thing is that, you know, you guys were getting to know each other, and because it seemed so good, it was like, okay, well, this is a red flag, but I think that this is something that we could work on.
Right. Exactly.
You know? And then
he changed up, you know, right. like those certain right, things.
Right. He was calling.
Yes. He changed those things he up.
Was communicating more.
And then all of a sudden he just shut shit down. Yeah. It was just like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah. He couldn't be consistent. So
no, he couldn't. And this,
you know what though? I will say this, and because I was thinking about, you know, the red flags that I saw, I'm so glad that I shut it down so soon.
Right.
You know, because old Dagna would have been like,
try to help him.
Let me try to help him.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Like, no. That's all part of this self-love journey, because when you do shit like that, then honestly, like how much do you love yourself if you're going to keep going back and trying to fix a red flag?
Right.
That means you don't really value yourself.
Right.
You know? So, yeah. I'm glad I just shut that shit down.
Yeah. So with this one, it's just with this guy, I mean, I'm still communicating, mm-hmm. you know, it's not as frequently as it was before.
Right.
You know, because in my mind, it's still fresh. It's still, the emotion is there. It is there in terms of what he did to me.
Right.
That's not going to go away. And only thing I know, I can never trust him. I can never be with him on that level because I don't trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the back of my mind, I'm like, he's going to fucking do this shit again.
Yeah.
You know, because he doesn't know how to communicate. He doesn't know how to talk to me. I can't force somebody to tell me things, right. You know,
like, because you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know what you don't know.
And,
I wonder, with the amount of people that have broken up over time, does it really boil down to the communication factor?
I think it does.
I think it does.
100%.
I think like 99.9% of the time of breakups is the lack of communication and how people communicate.
Right.
I guess.
They said bad communication ends a lot of good things.
Yep. Yep.
You know, and when there's a lack thereof, how, you know, mm-hmm. people's behavior changes and you're looking like, okay, what's going on? But then you ignore it and you just keep up. And here's that person not really speaking up or being vocal. You know, there's just a lot, you know. And if two people were on the same page and knew how to talk to one another mm-hmm. and express their emotions, you know, then right. I think a lot of relationships will last a lot longer.
Yeah.
I think the reason they break up is because one person is not speaking up while the other person is blind to what's really going on.
Or the person is speaking up and the other person is just ignoring what they're saying.
That too. Either way. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But then at the end of the day, there's a disconnect mm-hmm. there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, I mean, everybody goes through different red flags. This is just our experience. There's more when it comes down to the things that we've gone through when it pertains to red flags. Yeah. You know, this
everybody
is just
goes through them.
Yeah.
Everybody goes through them. It's just, how do they choose to handle it?
Right.
Should they want to handle it?
Right.
You know? And I wonder, is a red flag like a trigger? Like when you're meeting somebody, you're starting to get to know them and they bring up something, it usually is like oh, I dealt with this already. That's your red flag.
Right.
You know, I guess whatever that may be.
Right.
You know, for me, I mean, I've gone through so much shit. And I'm not even dating anymore.
Right. I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing anymore. I'm technically single. That I could definitely say.
Yeah. I mean, we both are.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I'm not dating. I mean, I could be, but I'm like, I'm just taking one day at a time.
Right. I think because of this past experience, you know, I do want to find love and I do want to be with somebody, you know, for the rest of my life. But I know for myself now going forward, I'm not going to have any expectations.
Yeah.
Going into anything. Like, you know, we vibe, we want to hang out, chill, you know, whatever. And if it ends up going in that direction,
great.
And you voice it, then so be it, you know, then great. But until, you know, I'm just not going to be all into anybody until I know for sure from that side.
Yeah.
You know, just because I'm tired of going through this bullshit. I don't, it drains your energy to deal with somebody who.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
It's really exhausting.
It does.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, just fucking just talk.
Mm-hmm. No, I know.
Fucking communicate well. Listen to what, if you're really into that person, you know, it doesn't take much to, you know, take yourself out of what you're used to doing, because how the fuck do you grow as an individual when you're continuously doing the same shit and thinking that what worked in the last relationship is going to work going forward in the next one?
Yeah, it won't. It won't. So, yeah, I'm just processing all of this because it was a lot that happened within the last several weeks for both of us.
Right.
And,
but you know, we're going to be all doing continuations of everything. So you'll learn more about us, you know, as the time goes on, you know, because, you know, when we first started, it wasn't like as how it is right now. We were just kind of like letting you all know about our, our lives and our history.
Yeah.
And now you're kind of really going along with us
on this journey.
On this journey for real. And technically.
What it's like dating in your 40s.
Right. I mean, that's just what it is.
And the fucking childish men that we deal with.
Who don't know how to fucking communicate and they're older than us at that. Okay. Like, how the fuck does that work?
I have no idea.
Like, I just don't understand.
Right.
You know, I don't think we're asking for much. You know, besides open honesty, communication.
Don't let me find shit out. Tell me.
Yes.
Because if I find shit out.
Trust me, we will find shit out.
Yeah, women find shit out.
Yes. We have our ways, you know. It is what it is.
Yeah. I don't like finding stuff out. I would much rather somebody tell me.
Right.
I dealt with someone not telling me things flat out for many, many years. And it's not cool. Because then if you don't have trust, then what the fuck do you have?
Right. I just want somebody just to be open and honest with me. Mm-hmm. And I want us to have that understanding.
Correct. But we are going to wrap this episode up. If you want to reach out to us on Instagram or Facebook, it's Lady in the Harlot. If you want to send us an email, which actually I forgot, I have to show you an email that we got when we end this. From one of our lovely listeners. You could reach out to us at ladyintheharlot@gmail.com.
Or our website.
Oh, ladyintheharlot.com.
Yes. Everything is on there. All our episodes, links to the merch, links to everything, actually, in terms of Spotify, Apple, wherever we're listed and we're played everywhere. So, you know, please, and also leave a review. If you're liking what you hear and you're getting good vibes, because that's the only thing we're trying to show.
Or you're like, they're talking my language. I'm going through the exact same thing right now.
Exactly. Please leave a positive review because leaving a positive review will help us continue to grow.
Yes. So it was a pleasure. We will talk to you next time. And hopefully this doesn't raise up too loud. With that, I'm Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
And we'll catch you next time on Lady in the Harlot podcast.
Bye.
Peace.
All the good girls go to up, up, up. All the